The town of Matagorda is just like any other small Texas town, with one exception. Its bay is one of the key areas in the state for oyster harvesting and processing. It's also where the mouth of the Colorado feeds into the Gulf of Mexico, creating a unique habitat for animals that survive within the careful balance of fresh water mixing with the ocean. This is Buddy Trebig. He lived in Matagorda his whole life, working as a shrimper and then opening up several seafood shops and oyster harvesting plants.
My driver's getting ready to go now and leave town to go get ready to pick up oysters. They'll be in this evening.
Wow.
He'll get here tonight with them. He'll get here tonight with them about 8 o'clock. We start about 4 in the morning.
Recently, the area has been hit hard by drought. The lack of rainfall has taken its toll on the aquatic life that survives on fresh water to lower the salinity levels in the bay, where shrimp hatch and oysters reproduce. For the past 3 years, Trebig says, on a good day, his crew has hauled in roughly a third of the oysters they used to harvest.
There just ain't very many oysters out there in any of the bays. You know, the drought worked on them pretty hard, you know, no fresh water this summer. That's why we're so upset that they want to just cut the water off to the bay.
What he's referring to is the decision by the LCRA to shut off over 5,000 acre-feet of water flowing into Matagorda from Lakes Travis and Buchanan. The past week they rescinded that order because of the recent flooding rains in central Texas. But now the LCRA is faced with another decision, whether to stop the flow of water for a third year in a row to rice farmers slightly upstream from the bays. Trebig says that decision still affects his business.
And when them cutting those farmers off, that's a lot of food and minerals that's not coming down to the bays. See, that's another thing. When the farmers don't get their water, that's another way that the orchards in the bays and estuaries don't get any water, because that's food, that's minerals.
Trebig says the oysters and shrimp are filter feeders, surviving on the minerals and the bacteria that flows into the bay from rice farming. Trebig has downsized his entire operation and says it's very likely that he won't be able to remain open for a full season. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.